For Central California families impacted by Valley Fever, it seemed like the long-ignored disease was finally gaining attention.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. I want to thank you for participating and joining us.
That's former State Senator Michael Rubio. Last fall, he welcomed people to a town hall meeting on Valley Fever in Bakersfield.
My goal is to listen today and then capture a handful of action items so that we can go back to Sacramento and introduce some legislation to move the ball forward on this very important subject.
Following that meeting, Rubio drafted two pieces of Valley Fever legislation. One of Rubio's planned bills would have required mandatory Valley Fever training for physicians. The other would have allocated money toward Valley Fever research. He was also named the chairman of the new Senate Select Committee on Valley Fever. It was expected to hold hearings this summer to inform future legislation and counted two other Central Valley legislators, Republicans and Democrats, as members. Rubio's actions followed the publication last fall of the Reporting on Health Collaborative's Just One Breath series on Valley Fever. The series highlighted the lack of awareness of Valley Fever and government agencies' history of inaction regarding the disease. Valley Public Radio is a partner in the collaborative. Valley Fever patients, advocates, and health experts began to view Rubio as the champion that would finally shine a needed light on the disease. But Rubio abruptly resigned his seat in February to spend more time with family and assume a job with Chevron. And those efforts were left in limbo. Rubio failed to introduce either of the Valley Fever bills before the legislature's February 22nd deadline. The fledgling Valley Fever committee was left without a leader. San Luis Obispo County resident Tammy Schaefer was disappointed to hear the news. She was already working to support Rubio's physician education bill by collecting stories from Valley Fever patients whose diseases went misdiagnosed. Her advocacy has personal significance. She believes if doctors had diagnosed her husband Todd's Valley Fever earlier, the fungus might not have spread to his brain and spine.
When I heard that he had resigned, I was completely deflated and felt like everything that we had been working towards and fighting for was going to be completely lost.
But about 3 weeks after Rubio's resignation, Tammy and Todd Schaefer and others are feeling hopeful again, buoyed by steps, small ones, that indicate lawmakers' continued interest in the disease. Stockton Democrat Senator Kathleen Galgiani held a seat on the Valley Fever Committee. According to an aide, she has requested to become its new chairperson. She declined to be interviewed for this story. But Bakersfield Republican Senator Jean Fuller, another committee member, pledged to raise Valley Fever's profile among her peers.
Senator Rubio was critical and he was a great champion, but there will be others in the Senate, there always are, who will step forward and work with us.
In addition to those efforts, two Central Valley Assembly members say they are exploring ways to support Valley Fever research at the University of California, Merced. Already, UC Merced and Children's Hospital Central California have received seed funding for a Valley Fever-related research project. The university is also exploring two other research projects. Fresno Democrat Assemblymember Henry T. Perea said he would use the upcoming budgeting process to try to allocate money to UC Merced for Valley Fever-related research. Bakersfield Democrat Assemblymember Rudy Salas says he plans to meet soon with university researchers to determine what resources they need to move forward.
I want to learn more from them, what exactly they need, what resources they need, what doors they need opened so that they can continue to research Valley Fever and then find out how we can move forward.
Valley Fever advocate Tammy Schaefer is confident that another legislator will take up the torch for Valley Fever.
I think there are legislative people out there that will care enough about this that will continue it, but, you know, we're going to have to move on from Senator Rubio's resignation and, you know, find somebody else that can assist us in this area. At this point, it's something that I'm not going to just lie down and accept defeat.
Kings County Health Officer Dr. Michael McLean is also committed to backing Valley Fever legislation this year and next if necessary. He also supported Rubio's physician education bill and had provided feedback on a draft.
There is a continuing need for this, and I will continue to try to work for it. And if we don't get it this session, then we'll be back.
And that's a good thing for Central California, because the fungus that causes Valley Fever is not going away. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Plevin.